2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. And the Bible says here, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would bless the time that we have left tonight. Speak through me. Touch the hearts of this people. Help us to see that we are indeed ambassadors for Jesus Christ, that we are stamped in his image, and that we need to serve him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, just for a couple minutes, I'm going to share different lessons from a stamp. I like this message. It's something I can do real short or real long. And so when I have to give a short message, I do it this way, okay? Now, everybody knows that a stamp does not talk. But I think that if a stamp could talk, he could give us many lessons. I'm going to give you 10 of them real quick tonight. We'll look at some verses, and I think these are very important points. The first thing we see on a stamp, I mailed a letter today. I bought this stamp, and it said on there, USA. I've never seen a stamp that did not have the country on it. In other words, the stamp represents his country. Paul said here that we are ambassadors for Christ. Who among you here, besides my wife and I, my son, are missionaries? Everybody should raise their hand. The word missionary is not in the Bible. We are sent ones, little apostles, and every single one of us has that responsibility. We are all ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And the way that you think about that is very important. If you realize that and believe that, that'll change the way that you approach other people. And what you do is you walk through life. The stamp represents this country, and we represent our country. We are all ambassadors for Jesus Christ, for the kingdom of God. The stamp doesn't hide the fact that he belongs to a country. You don't see the words USA blanked out or hidden, so small you can't see it. Quite often, there's some of the biggest letters on there. And as a Christian, we should not hide the fact that we belong to another country, that we have a king, Jesus Christ. We should not be ashamed of that. We need to represent our country well. Second point, we see also that the stamp is always ready to give service. Luke chapter 22, verse 33. Turn to Luke 22, verse 33. Luke 22, verse 33, and this is Peter here talking, and we know the story, the context of this. But Peter said unto him, "Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death." Now, I like the attitude of Peter. Say what you will about Peter, but he was ready to give service. He's one of these guys that just jump in both feet. Remember when Jesus wanted to wash his feet, and Peter said, "Wash me all over." That's the way Peter was. And I like that attitude. But the stamp is always ready to render service. And as a Christian, a stamp for Christ, we need to be like Peter, ready to render service, whatever he asks us to do. There's other verses if you want to write it down, Romans 1:15, 1 Peter 3:15 as well. The stamp represents his country. He's ready to give service. And number three, the stamp is always ready to go anywhere that he's sent. Anywhere that he's sent. John 20, verse 21. Mark 16:15, you know that as well. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Isaiah 6:8 is another one. But John 20, verse 21. Turn to that, please. John 20, verse 21. And then Jesus said to them again, "Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." That's why I say you're all missionaries. You're all sent ones. Whether you're right here, across the road to witness to your neighbor, the guy at work, we're all sent. We're all missionaries. The only difference between you and me is we get the privilege of living on a boat in paradise, so they say. I was talking to a fellow before the service. I don't know where he's at. I mentioned it's not paradise, and he said, "You're right. Anywhere where there's people, it's not paradise." And that's true. The French Polynesian people, they have a very high rate of abuse in their family. Very violent people in some ways, and they drink heavily on the weekends. Alcoholism is a great problem. Marijuana is a great problem down there as well. But the stamp is ready to go anywhere. Jesus said, "My Father has sent me, so send I you." And we need to be like the stamp, ready to go anywhere. I do not imagine that God would take very few of you and say, "I want you to go to Indonesia. I want you to go here. I want you to go." He probably wants you here. Just willing to say, "Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go." And that's very important, obviously. Fourth one we see, not only is he ready to go anywhere, but the stamp sticks to his task just to the end. You used to have to lick those things, huh? I hated that. Lick them and put them on there. I love those new ones you peel off and stick them on. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Also, 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20. But 1 Corinthians 15, 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Stick to your task. Complete what God has asked you to do, whatever it might be. Number five. I'll give you this one. I like this one. But when I was younger, you lick them, you hit them, and I would always go like that. You ever do that? Your stamps. You lick them, you put them on, and then you hit them. But the stamp never hit me back. The Christian doesn't hit back either. If you look in Matthew chapter 5, verse 39, you can write that down. Jesus is talking about that you turn the cheek. You go the extra mile. And as Christians, if we want to win our lost world to Christ, we got to do that. We got to go the extra mile. Because the world doesn't do that. We need to do that. And they need to see something different in us. So just remember that the stamp doesn't strike back. I'm not talking just about physical abuse. Very few of you here probably have resisted under blood. Anybody resisted under blood for your testimony for Jesus Christ yet? Have you? No? I haven't. I think that he's talking about verbal abuse as well and different areas of abuse. And we need to not respond to an angry answer. I have had people, when I've been knocking on doors, I remember I was up in Modane in France, passing out tracts, and boy, this guy started cursing at me, and he took my tract and he threw it on the ground. But you respond, as the Bible says, with a soft answer. That's so important. We represent a country. We represent Jesus Christ, and we should act like it. And people should see that in our lives. Then we see number six. We hurry along. The stamp is small, but it carries very important messages. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Who can quote that for me? Car le salaire du péché, c'est la mort. Mais le don gratuit de Dieu, c'est la vie éternelle en Jésus-Christ. That's French for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I love history. I remember reading about Andrew Jackson when he was sent down to New Orleans. I was talking to the pastor a bit about that today, to stop the British in the War of 1812 from taking over New Orleans. And he went down there with these Kentucky long riflemen, I don't know what they call them. And these guys could shoot those rifles. And it was one historian writing about it, he said, I've never seen such an amazing display of marksmanship as we saw. Andrew Jackson, to start, when the British were marching across those swamps, they had built a bulwark here, and the American soldiers were here. And he told one of his men, he said, see that colonel over there? No, he's about 300 yards away. Take him out. And he did. And this historian that wrote about it said, I've never seen so many. Mainly, they killed all their officers. There are very few officers that survived that skirmish or that battle there of New Orleans. Most of them were killed with headshots before they even get close. Read the Battle of New Orleans. It's an amazing story. But what's ironic about it is that the war was over. England had sent a message saying we capitulate or we're going to take the terms of peace. The war is over. That was a very important message. Didn't get there in time. You carry a very important message. Make sure the message you carry, which is the most important message in the world, how we can be saved from our sins, how we can have peace with God in eternal life. Make sure your message doesn't get there too late. God's sending you out, and if he puts on your heart to go somewhere and to witness to someone, we need to do it. You don't know how long that person will be able to receive that message. I am small, the stamp is small, but I carry great messages. Then we can see as well, number seven, someone paid a price in order to mail that stamp. Now, who paid the price for you as a stamp? Jesus Christ paid that price. Matthew 3:16, but it's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus Christ was sent to pay the price for us. And we are a stamp for Jesus Christ. He paid the price for us. Is that number eight? I've changed a couple of these. Number eight. There are different classes of stamps. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 through 31. You can write that down and check that out. It talks about one body, but we're all different. We're all different members. And in the body, we have different functions with it. And there are different classes of stamps. I've seen on stamps first class. I've never seen a second class stamp. Maybe you have. But I know that in France, we could send books back and forth in a second class rate, which was cheaper, took 3 or 4 months. But we see as Christians, there's different classes of people. And we need them all in the church. We need them all in the church. We need people that can reach hunters. We need people that can reach mechanics. We need people that can reach lawyers. We need people that can reach school teachers. We need all kinds, all classes of people as a stamp for Jesus Christ. Then we see number nine, some collect stamps. Our French pastor, Stephen Pierre Cusetti's grandfather, collected stamps when he was younger. Now, this is quite a few years ago. And then he passed on his collection to his son, Stephen's father, who collected stamps. Now, Stephen's collecting stamps. Stephen has shown me some stamps that are very, very old. I don't know when the stamp service started here in America, the U.S. Post with the stamps. Someone told me that it was 3 cents for the first stamp. And what I've noticed is that Stephen had some stamps that were very, very cheap in the beginning, but now they're very valuable. Now, that's for some of us that are a little bit older, a little bit more mature. As we age in our faith, we should become more valuable to the service of the Lord. We've learned a few things along the way. That's why it's so important, as it says in 2 Timothy 2:2, I can't remember exactly where it's at, but the young need to teach the older, teach these things that have been given to you, that you might instruct those that are younger. What's your value if you're a more mature Christian, if I might be politically correct here? What's your value as a stamp? Are you worth more today than you were when you were first saved? That's another point. Every stamp you've seen go out, go to a destination, has a date on it, doesn't it? It has a place where it came from. I don't have that one written down that came to me, but if you are a Christian, there's a very precise moment in time when you were saved. You have been stamped, the Bible says, by the Holy Spirit. And you want to know something about that stamp after it's been stamped? It's no good for anything else. You can't use it again. I don't know whether you would agree with this or not. It's just my assessment of it. But I think Elvis Presley very well could have been saved. There's a time in his life when he had been stamped. The man lived for the world. Do Christians do that? Yes, they do. Was Elvis Presley ever happy doing what he did? You tell me. He committed suicide, basically, overdosed on drugs when he was 47 years old. But from what I've seen of Elvis, he was happy when he was singing gospel music. Whether or not he's saved, I don't know. But I do know this, that once you've been stamped, sealed in the Holy Spirit, you're not good for anything else other than serving Jesus Christ and taking his message where he wants you to send it. The last one's the most important. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Let's look at that and then we'll close. And the pastor will come, we'll give an invitation. Romans 8, 29. You know Romans 8, 28, all things to work together for good to them who love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. But 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the what? The image of his son. We find that in Colossians chapter 3, verse 10 as well. To be conformed to the image of his son. The last thing I want to share with you is that the stamp presents an image. If you buy a stamp from America, you see something on it. You see, the last one I mailed, I don't remember what was on it, but there's something on it. French Polynesia, they have turtles sometimes. Sometimes they have some of their native dances. Sometimes they have some of their flowers. But every stamp has an image on it. And my question for you, as my challenge for you tonight, is for you to examine yourself. Number one, make sure that you are a stamp for Jesus Christ. That's what you were designed for, to be a stamp and to take a message to a lost and dying world. But secondly, the most important thing is we need to realize that we are stamped in his image. What do other people see in you? Let's bow our heads, please. Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus Christ, the ambassador from heaven, that we might be saved from our sins. Father, we are bought with a price. And how can we not serve our Lord and our Master? Speak to hearts tonight. There's one unsaved one, Father, you would draw that person by the Holy Spirit that they might be saved. Speak to Christians and we might realize what a powerful message we have to share and how faithful we need to be in sharing that message. Move among us in Jesus' name I pray.